Delaware is again using a secret pot of money to fund a project at the Port of Wilmington. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Delaware has spent years trying to build a container terminal at its port facility, but the prices jumped because of tariffs and other material costs. So Governor Matt Myers' administration is following his predecessor's lead and raiding excess unclaimed property revenue to cover the shortfall. State Representative Mike Smith says he's not sure the state should be continuing to funnel money into the project.
We can say it's going to be a return on investment. We can keep saying those things, but we've thrown about roughly $300 million at it with no return on investment so far.
The port project has been delayed over the past several years because of lawsuits and invalidated federal permits. It's now expected to break ground in August. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
New Jersey officials are taking steps to ensure residents have access to water and air conditioning as temperatures soar. The state's new summer termination program protects low-income households from utility shutoffs through August 31st. The initiative comes as electricity and water bills are on the rise. Rich Lambert is the director of Division of Customer Service at the Board of Public Utilities. He says the people are still responsible for unpaid bills once the summer program wraps up.
We definitely tell the customers to pay what they can on their bill each and every month if they have been paying their bill to the extent possible and applying for assistance. That will go a long way in maintaining service once the protection period is over.
Lambert says people who are enrolled in bill assistance programs or who are facing personal hardships could qualify. Expect another warm and humid day across the Delaware Valley, mostly cloudy with a high of 87 degrees. And we can expect some rain over the weekend. You're listening to WHYY.